This is the city, Milwaukee. My name, Kashuba Michaels. My job, I'm a cop. The chief called me in early one morning with a choice of assignments. I had a choice of instructing new recruits in mess kit repair, check the con men who were spiking the parking meters on Mitchell Street where the streetcar bends the corner around, or play drop the quiche on Lincoln Avenue. My choice, Lincoln Avenue. Lincoln Avenue, from 6th Street all the way out to 16th. The world's lonesomest, most heartbreaking mile. All kinds of people, big and small, good and evil. I knew them all on Lincoln Avenue. It was Friday, September 13th. I was following up a complaint from a store that someone was sabotaging his business. The same old story, some con man trying to work the protection racket on Mrs. Olajowski's Charnina. There I was at Kuzmatka's, browsing through the latest issue of Novini Polski, when in came Stanley Kowichkowski and Kazimir Injieski. As they approached, they shouted, "Gene Daubry!" I looked and said, "Gene Koya!" And they answered, "Gene Autry!" There we were, three Polish cowboys. We put our heads together and tried to trade them for one good head on a tall glass of beer. It didn't work, so I went home to sleep on it. The problem, not the beer. How could I catch the Charnina kid? I'd know him anywhere. I knew the type, small, beady eyes, breathing fire and smoke. And then, as I turned the corner around, I found myself behind two pedestrians returning from market. The one was saying,
"Did you see my new glasses?"
And the second replied,
"Bifocal?"
And the first answered,
"No, by Schuster's."
The next morning early, I got out from under my pijina to go by the store for some schnecks, because there was kobasa and bagel on the stove. Stella, that skinny devil, was shaking the carpets. And when I left, Wanda, that lazy rascal, was making Judas in donuts. How could I catch the Charnina kid? I stopped by the store to get 10 cents lunch meat easy on the boiled ham. The grocer was waiting on the lady ahead of me.
"How much are schnecks?"
"$2.45.
"Well, then, gimme."
Just then, Kowichkowski and Injieski, my two able assistants, came in.
"Gene Daubry!"
"Gene Koya!"
"Gene Autry!" As soon as the formalities was over, I turned to the grocer to give my order. Suddenly, I caught something out of the corner of my eye. There was a hair in the quiche. The Charnina kid was here. I looked at the customer ahead of me. There was something suspicious about her, about the clothes she wore. And then suddenly I knew that she was the Charnina kid.
"How did you know that, copper?"
"Because you dressed formal. You got sequins on your tennis shoes and rhinestones on your blue jeans."
"Gene Daubry!"
"Gene Koya!"
"Gene Autry!" The Charnina kid was brought to trial and convicted on 2 counts of confidence racket and 1 count of overeating, and was sentenced to 3 years of hard labor gathering empty piva cans in Kosciuszko Park. This closes the case of the Charnina kid.